flooding. Biblical proportion.
Main Street right now is littered with mud. A number of cars were washed away.
Alberto lashes the Florida coast. And living legend LeBron James carries the Cleveland Cavaliers into the NBA Finals.
I'm the leader of this team, and I'm going to give, you know, what I got.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor. Flash flooding, Ellicott City, Maryland. What Governor Larry Hogan calls a thousand-year flood for the second time in 2 years.
It's devastating because people have their lives tied up in this and went through a heck of a lot and came back, and now they're starting all over again, and it's pretty devastating.
Now, this resident's lived through both of them.
Yeah, I came back to Main Street hoping that this wouldn't happen again, and here I am living through it again. So it's just absolute shock. Just absolute shock.
Here's CBS's Bill Rakoff.
Roadways are still flooded in the area and in the community itself. Businesses and homes are said to be damaged. Cars piled up at the end of Main Street like toys. All residents and business owners can do is wait and worry and wonder how they're going to begin again 2 years after another devastating flood wiped out their business district.
Several dramatic water rescues of people trapped in those buildings. No death or serious injury reported. One man is missing. First named storm of the season about to have its way with the southeast.
I'm Jim Krasula. Flood watches are posted from the Gulf Coast to the Carolinas, with heavy rain expected from Alberto through midweek. Ashley Wolf has already been affected by flash flooding in the North Carolina mountains.
The roads washed out. We had a tree come down, luckily barely missing the side of the house.
Two nearby houses were washed away in mudslides. Some areas of the southeast could see as much as a foot of rain from the slow-moving Alberto.
Volcano updates. Another lava breach last night. A fast-moving lava flow running right through the streets of a subdivision on Hawaii's Big Island. Residents who have not evacuated are being told to do so. David Mace with FEMA.
First responders went door-to-door in the area to residences where they believed that the people were still staying and told them that they needed to leave.
A summit with North Korea. The latest from CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy reporting from Beijing.
The on-again, off-again summit appears to be on again. But this weekend, it was Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in who met for a surprise summit of their own, their second meeting in less than 30 days. They met for 2 hours on the North Korean side of the demilitarized zone. North Korean state media says that at the meeting, Kim Jong-un expressed his fixed will that the summit with President Trump take place. Briefing reporters in Seoul on Sunday, President Moon revealed that Kim also said that he is still committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Just a week after returning to his summer home in Maine, former President George H.W. Bush hospitalized, low blood pressure and fatigue. Joy Conant lives in Kennebunkport.
Especially after losing his wife and now coming home, and everyone's been so excited to see him and support him, to not be able to see him is going to be very sad for our town, for our community.
Spam. It is the recall of the day. 228,000 pounds of Spam Classic made by Minnesota-based Hormel. Consumers complaining of metal shards in the canned meat food product. Recall also includes cans of Hormel Foods Black Label Luncheon Loaf. She figured out a pretty clever way to escape from an abusive boyfriend. CBS's Gary Nunn has details.
A DeLand, Florida woman says her boyfriend held her captive for 2 days, savagely beat and threatened her. After several tries to escape, she convinced him to take their dog to the vet, but he would not let her go alone. Once there, she managed to slip the staff a penciled note begging them to call police, saying the boyfriend had a gun and was threatening her. 39-year-old Jeremy Floyd now in custody, denying a long list of charges. He's being held without bond. Jim?
Some sad news in the CBS family to report. Veteran correspondent Bob Fuss is dead. CBS's Steve Kathan remembers.
It all began for Bob Fuss at Stanford University.
In a special election held last week, students soundly defeated two fee assessments.
He found time for college radio as he got dual degrees before turning 20. For 14 years, he was UPI Radio's man in Los Angeles.
This is Bob Fuss. The same drought that caused such problems for farmers dried out the woodlands of the West.
It was on to political campaigns and conventions and Washington, D.C. for NBC, Mutual, then CBS.
There may be no sharper divide between President Obama and Republican Mitt Romney than on taxes and how to handle the ballooning national debt.
Covering Congress, Bob Fuss made the complicated easy for us all to understand. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Bob Fuss was 64. Scientists who track pollution discovering traces of oxycodone in mussels in Puget Sound. Scientists often find chemical compounds there, ranging from pharmaceuticals to drugs like cocaine, but this is the first time that opioids have been discovered in local shellfish. Cleveland Cavaliers do it again, going to the NBA Finals on the back of living legend LeBron James. From ESPN.
The Eastern Conference Finals went the distance. So did LeBron James. 48 minutes, 35 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists, adding to LeBron James's legend.
The Cavs beat the Celtics 87-79 in Boston for the championship. They will face the winner of tonight's Western Conference Final between the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. The Stanley Cup Finals start tonight between a team that's waited forever to get there, the Washington Capitals, and an expansion team from Las Vegas in its first glorious season.
This team...
It's over! The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final!
...has given this city, still grieving from last October's mass shooting, exactly what it needed.
We are Vegas strong.
A combination of joy and escape.
Go!
Defenseman Derek England is in regular contact with some of the victims and survivors.
They still text you how much it means to them and how much it's helping them.
And now the Golden Knights hope to give them a championship. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
A couple who survived the October shooting at a Las Vegas country music festival naming their newborn daughter after one of the Vegas Golden Knights hockey players, Riley Smith. Happy birthday to the Sierra Club, organized in San Francisco on this date in 1892. The Indy 500 in our rearview mirror. WBBM reporter Bob Roberts.
In the 102 runnings of the Indy 500, Australian driver Will Power may be the most emotional driver to win.
I just screamed like I've never screamed before. It was just amazing. The last two laps, the last lap, seeing the white flag, the checkers, I mean, it's just... You can't explain it.
Power survived a hot, crash-filled race made even more difficult by tire wear and design changes that did not allow the machines to grip the track as well. Power is the first Australian to win the 500. Ed Carpenter finished second and Scott Dixon third. Bob Roberts for CBS News, Indianapolis.
When Starbucks closes down more than 8,000 stores tomorrow afternoon for anti-bias training, one of the people teaching, Common. The rapper will appear in a video to, quote, help folks start exploring their own identities. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, May 28th, 2018, Memorial Day. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.